if you've done something wrong, you never bring it to the light. The less you care, the more you shun.
Hello, everybody. This is Gonzo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Is It Crayon or Crayon? With me on the show, I have dear friend, old trainee, new member at my fraternity. Would you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. I'm Leah.
Hi, Leah. I trained Leah for WMFO a year ago.
Yes, my freshman fall.
And we've been pals ever since.
Woo!
Woo! I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with that specific training.
Our group was really good.
It was so funny. We had a couple who were seniors last year, so they've graduated. Hi, guys.
Did they really graduate?
Yeah, they graduated.
I literally loved them.
Because when I gave you guys control of the board for the first time. I think his name is David. David goes up there and he goes, "All right, do you think you could beat a gorilla?" And do you remember this conversation?
I remember this conversation. This was a crazy conversation
because he thought he could.
It was a gorilla or a... What was the other one?
It was an orangutan.
It was something like that. But he made a really good argument.
He was convinced that he could beat a gorilla. Like, convinced.
It makes more sense if you saw David as well.
Oh, he's so tall. He was so tall.
And the rest of us were just like, okay, you know what? We're all new people. Sure. We're not going to talk back on mic.
Yeah. You can fight a gorilla for sure. That last song was Furthermore by Rakoma. I love Rakoma. Rakoma released a new album this week. That is not on their new album. I haven't listened to the new album, but I like them.
Big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Fake fan.
Fake fan. Maybe a little bit. Do you have something you want to play or put in the queue?
I'll put it in the queue.
All right, we'll put it in the queue. This next song is called In Consideration by Flip Turn. We'll see you in a bit.
Mm-hmm. In the morning, come kiss my teeth. Come tell me all of the things I could be. When it's over, come sit with me. Let my silence stutter defeat. What's your sin? What's your belief? What's your
chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night. Wasting your days, chasing some girls, alright, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night.
All right, tell me a little bit about that song.
So that last song was Kaput by Destroyer. Found it in my Discover Weekly a while back.
I love Discover Weekly.
I also love Discover Weekly.
I love.
It's a hit or miss, but this one was a fat hit.
Fat hit.
Fat hit. And now it's on my November monthly playlist, and I've been listening to it this whole month. Yeah.
What brought on the monthly playlist?
So I've been doing this since my eighth grade. So like 2019. My first monthly playlist was January 2019.
Oh boy. So, yeah, yeah. All right.
At first, it was just because I found music off of like YouTube and like wanted to keep it somewhere. But the older I've gotten,
off YouTube.
Yeah, like I used to watch like Emma Chamberlain like monthly playlist. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Think you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't lie.
But they just had like a bunch of monthly, like a bunch of songs that they would share, and I'd be like, oh, this is really good. Put it on a playlist, so on and so forth. But the older I've gotten, the more like creative liberty I've gotten with them, and the more that I've found randomly. And I just think it's a good way to like see how I've grown and see what how my music taste has evolved. And it has. Very deeply it has.
Yeah. I do something similar-ish, except that mine is like on like a 6 month to 1 year basis.
Oh word.
So my playlist is currently 56 hours.
For what, 2024?
No, just for the vibes. I think I started it's been over a year.
Jesus.
Oh my god. From September of 2023.
So freshman fall when we first met.
Last year. And I look back at the ones that I made when I was in middle school, and there's so much more My Chemical Romance on. It's great. I look back at that playlist, and it's just like a full Fall Out Boy album, a full My Chemical Romance album.
Wait, let me look back at my January 2019.
I'll stand by it.
There's bangers. Some like Justin Bieber on
bangers.
Here.
Oh yeah. Or, like, yeah.
The Neighborhood.
Oh yes.
Childish Gambino.
Ooh.
Ariana Grande. You know.
Okay.
Middle school.
Follow up question: what was your first concert and when?
Oh, I have a notes app of this. Okay. Taylor Swift, circa 2015, maybe.
Ooh.
It was 1989.
Yeah.
Saw it in Knott's Park in Washington D.C.
Did you go to Eras?
No, I'm not a Swiftie. That was just like a mom gift.
Very nice.
It was honestly for my mom more than it was for me.
Is your mom a Swiftie?
No. I don't know why.
It was just for the vibes.
No, but what was your first concert?
Fall Out Boy.
And what was your most recent concert?
I went to go see Couch. I played a lot of Couch last week, but I'll play a little more Couch.
Please.
I went and saw Couch last weekend.
Mm-hmm. What venue?
And at Roadrunner.
Okay.
And it was great. They were opening for this guy named Corey Wong, who does like crazy guitar stuff.
Okay.
It was like I think it was a concert for like guitarists, which I am not. But it was really cool.
Yeah.
Like it was really great music. They had like big horn section,
awesome.
All the things I'm a sucker for. It totally plays. It was great. I really enjoyed.
Yeah, play some Couch.
We'll play some Couch. The one that I have queued, though, is not Couch. It's very different. A different vibe from Couch. This is Moved Along by Wilt. It's a heater, all-time heater. And I hope you guys enjoy.
I can't help but to think about how that's probably the way you talk. See you when I'm sleeping, God, when I wake. Cause when I'm all done dreaming, you fade away. Well, I know it's been a year since we talked about a fears, and I don't know why we called it quits. We just couldn't quite commit, but now that I'll admit that maybe I'm still feeling you.
Are you moving much too fast? And the good times that just don't last. If you're always on the go, make an angel in the snow and freeze. Do you feel like you're stuck in time, forever waiting on that line? If nothing ever moves, put that needle to the groove and sing.
behind, where no one ever goes. But everybody knows it's alright.
Okay, tell me about that last one, because that last one was you.
Yes, that was The Breeze by one of my favorite bands of all time, Dr. Dog. Saw them this summer in Wilmington, Delaware. They stopped going on tour, so they did like a few pop-up shows. They're old.
Oh, are they actually?
They're a little old. Oh. And they're a little. That concert was long, but they didn't move.
Oh, yeah. I love those concerts.
No, it was like their entire set list in one sitting. Mm-hmm. I had to do a little like I had to do some like dynamic stretches in between intermission.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite songs by them, and it just felt appropriate. Today's a good day.
It's a good day.
Weather's nice. Yeah. The Breeze.
I've never heard that one before. That's great. I really enjoyed that one. The other two that we played were Moved Along by Wilt and Still Feeling You by Couch. Couch
was
great.
That was a good one.
They do fun stuff. They are you know Schoolhouse Rock?
Maybe
they do. It's like children's educational TV.
Yes.
They have all those songs. Couch does a cover of Conjunction Junction. And I saw
like Conjunction Junction.
Exactly that one. And they played it live. And it's on Spotify. So please go listen to the Couch cover of Conjunction Junction, because that song's a banger, regardless of who covers it. All time.
That's awesome.
I'm going to play a little Wajah Project.
Okay.
Do you know Wajah Project?
No.
Okay.
Put me on.
Okay, I'll put you on.
You normally put me on.
All right, sweet. All right, let's do it. This is Impossible by Wajah Project.
Drifting out of space and time. dreaming, falling fast, or is my view of all your thinking impossible? Lost in lands of dreams, of different kingdoms, worlds unseen, but something's wrong, it's all too perfect.
Impossible. You flipped the script and you shot the plot. And I remember when your neon used to burn so bright and pink.
So bright and pink.
A Saturday night, kind of pink.
Folks, those last two were Impossible by Weijia Project and, of course, Sedona by Houndmouth. Banger.
Such a banger.
Banger. All
what
time.
What did you say? Heater?
Heater. It's a heater. That's a heater of a song. That's a heater.
I've never heard that before.
Do you have something to say to us? Oh, something for the people?
Like a public service announcement,
that would be
maybe?
A great name for what I'm thinking of.
Well, I have a little PSA. Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that's also healthy for you?
Yes.
Try eating fresh fruits every once in a while. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries.
Mm-hmm.
C is for cantaloupe.
Talk to me.
These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet.
Wow.
The edible skin of fruits, wow, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even have to wash your hands to eat them. But you should wash your hands, mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, their wrapping is completely, what is it? Compostable, baby.
Wow, yes.
So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. And this is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, it is. That's my favorite PSA. I love that PSA. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one before, actually.
I love that one. That one and dried fruits, also a classic.
Dried fruits. I like dried the wildfire fruit. One. Even though it's a little sad. It's like a...
Ooh. Are we just going to read PSA? Welcome to the next 15 minutes of the show. We're just going to read PSA.
We can do high school dropout prevention, potentially.
Ooh.
Or Ooh. Space heater safety tips, mm. which I'm looking at ours right now. Was that a space heater?
No, that's actually an air conditioner.
All right.
Unit.
Oh, there was an email sent about that.
Yeah, there was an I sent that email.
Okay, never mind then.
okay. I've got a song for you. This is a band that I do want to go see live, but I haven't seen live yet. This is a band. Do you know The Moss?
I do know Moss.
I love The Moss. Mm-hmm. This is The Mood. You
let's
know the song?
I don't.
Okay, this is a fun one. This is a fun one.
Let's hit it.
Let's hit it. This is The Mood by The Moss.
Yeah. fool.
To the party we spend every night in this bed. I miss who we were when we started. We're just living the life we'll regret. Cause comfort's a kind of addiction, and I don't have many of those. So I'm counting the threads and you're stitching. I'm letting it go, I suppose. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. Those last three were The Mood by The Moss, Cowboy Belt by Levi Roth, and The Party, the acoustic version by Arms Akimbo.
That was so good.
It was really, it's really, like really that cute. One. That was a Discover Weekly find from last week.
Shout out Discover Weekly.
Shout out Discover Weekly. Banger. I haven't finished. Oh my God, that's tomorrow. I have to finish listening to my Discover Weekly. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, love Discover Weekly. I also have been messing with
Daylist.
Daylist, great. Smart Shuffle.
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, so you hit the, you look at your Spotify and you hit the shuffle.
Yes, the little star thing. Yes, I do.
Low key, great. I just hit Smart Shuffle on my liked songs.
But I feel like they give me the same recommendations, mm-hmm. and I don't really like that.
That's true.
Do you like your DJ?
I actually don't like the AI one.
Yes, I love my DJ.
Really?
He's so funny.
Really?
He is so funny.
I tried hard.
He catches me at my worst. Like, if I'm trying to, like, if I'm just trying to do, like, a carefree aux, but I don't really know what to play, I'm like, maybe my DJ will just make me look good.
Right, of course.
And then they'll whip out some, like, country. Or, something random.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, Glee. I don't even know. But it's always terrible timing.
I mean, anything by the Glee cast is just, like, top-notch, right?
It's a heater.
Heater alert. I will make more of an effort this week to listen to my DJ.
Please. And honestly, now that you have free reign since the November... What is it?
Oh, my God. It's almost time.
Spotify Wrapped, baby.
Favorite time of the year. It's almost Spotify Wrapped.
You're not being tracked anymore for a month, so...
Oh, actually?
Is it
cut off, like, now?
It's been cut off.
Oh, it's been cut off?
Because I remember I was, like, going on Twitter. They're like, yeah, guys, like, we're cooked.
Oh, whatever happened. That's so unfortunate.
I couldn't
there
tell
are so
you
many, There are so many songs I've been listening to recently that should be up there.
I know.
Ugh.
But do you think you could really make a dent from your entire year?
Low-key, that last song I played at the party, low-key has been like once or twice a day for the last week.
Oh, dear Lord. Who knows?
Who knows? Anyways, I digress. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, of course.
This is so fun.
This is so fun.
This is Gonzo.
This is Leah.
You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tell me about this last song.
What is this last song?
It's
okay.
Winkler. It's Mona.
This next song, this last song, is
last song, so.
Mona by Winkler, a local Boston band who I saw recently at the Rockwell in Somerville. It's amazing. You guys should all check them out and stick out for your local bands.
Yeah, stick it out for your local bands.
That's all right.
Besos. Ciao, ciao. See you next week.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it.
I'll say goodbye to love.